Every month, we try to check in with the chancellor of the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities System, also known as CSCU. Terrence Chang is back. Good morning, Terrence. How are you?
I'm great, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, of course. Are you ready for back to school?
I hope so. I think we are.
You sort of have to be,
everyone's
right?
Getting ready. Yeah, I don't think we have a choice in the matter, but every year this is so exciting. You know, we're getting our campuses ready. The faculty are getting their courses ready. The staff is prepared to welcome people in. We've got orientations going on. And frankly, we're still enrolling students. And I think that's something that's really important for your listeners is that, you know, you could still fill out the FAFSA. You could still sign up for classes and be ready to go for day one. So, you know, it's a great time of the year.
I was going to say, can you give us an idea? Do you have any like concrete numbers? I know obviously it's still an ongoing list, but anything you can let us know? Are we trending in the upward direction for enrollment?
Yeah, things are looking really, really positive right now. You know, as of right now, our enrollment looks like it is up about 5%, actually over 5% from last year, which is a huge, huge, you know, thing for us. Folks have been working so hard at the community colleges. In total, the enrollment looks like it's up over 6%. At the universities, it's up over 4%. And at Charter Oak State College, our online college, enrollment looks like it's up 13%.
Wow.
So collectively, it's over 5%. Folks have been really working incredibly hard for many years now. So it's a very, positive moment for all of us.
Now, I don't want to sit here, Terrence, and act like the last 3 months are the sole reason for why those numbers are so high. I mean, can you give us give us an idea of why you think enrollment, again, across all of them? I do want to just remind folks, for people who may not know, CSCU is quite a big entity. There are many different schools under this system. They have 6 public colleges and universities with 3 units, 4 state universities, Charter Oak State College and Connecticut State Community College. So you are serving, you know, tens of thousands of students across Connecticut.
Right.
It's pretty impressive. So why do you think enrollment is so high this year? Again, you know, when you list the numbers you just talked about, it's up in every single one of those categories.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, look, I think we've been battling some national trends and frankly, some things that have been going on across the country where, the news likes to beat up on higher education, right? And I think higher education has to change, you know, just we have to continue to evolve to adapt to people, you know, and to adapt to what people need. And we've been working so hard to do that. And that's something that's not necessarily seen or felt every moment, right? It's not a big public thing, but people should know that that's what we do every single day. But that's also work that takes time. It's just like, you know, when you plant a garden, it doesn't automatically grow. You got to wait, you got to nurture it, you got to build it. And so that's how I would look at it right now, is that we've been doing this work for many years, knowing that things have been trained and challenged. And so I think we're starting to really yield the fruits of that labor right now because, you know, enrollment is not just about 18-year-old kids, right? Like when you look at the national headlines, you want to talk about Ivy League, you want to talk about big time schools or big time sports, but the majority of people that go to college, go to universities, they go to schools like ours. Right. They go to public regional institutions. They go to community colleges. They don't all go to an Ivy League. They don't all go to, you know, a Michigan or a UConn. You know, they go to schools like Central. They go to schools like Western. They go to schools like Housatonic Community College or CP State Housatonic. So I think that we've just been out there serving as many people as possible, trying to adapt, try to be a part of our communities. And, you know, that's the work that's been going on for a long time. And I think we're starting to turn a corner towards a more positive vision.
And I think there's a few factors in that. Again, we have Terrence Chang here, who is the chancellor of the CSCU system. which again covers many entities. It covers six public colleges and universities with three units in Connecticut, four state universities, Charter Oak State College and Connecticut State Community College. And, you know, there are many, many students who rely on being enrolled in these schools. And I think one of the biggest things, you know, price point. I mean, that's a huge thing that matters. But I also do think, Taryn, something that you and I have really talked about on this show is that we're also upping the standard of what people believe in their minds to be community college, for example, or state universities. I want to talk about this obviously more in length when we come back from the break, because I know there are new programs being offered, you know, this fall for the campuses. But I mean, let's first talk about just even changing the messaging, which didn't happen overnight, certainly, but changing the messaging of you don't have to go to the typical 4-year college, or if you do, it can be here in the state of Connecticut. It could be at a community college, and the opportunities of also job training at the same time. I mean, that's really been a huge focus, it feels like, for educational leaders in the state, is also just the affordability aspect, but the fact that, you know, not everyone's journey after high school is going to look the same, and that's okay.
That's exactly right. You're 100% correct, and that's exactly what we've been trying to stress, which is, you know, as a system of community colleges and regional universities and an online college, we are inclusive. We are not exclusive. So we literally have programs and space for anyone and everyone. You do not have to be, you know, the traditional straight A student that wants to go to some big time school, you know, because everyone benefits from some kind of education after high school, right? And that's where we firmly believe we can help people get great training, great education, great experience, and ultimately land them in jobs and careers here in Connecticut so that they continue to stay and live and work and have great lives in Connecticut. And that's something that we've been, you know, screaming from the mountaintops for the 3 years that I've been here and even before then, because the value of higher education is truly immeasurable. I don't care what any of the national messages say about you don't need a degree. That is absolutely not true. The majority of jobs for the 21st century still need a bachelor's degree, and a large portion need a master's degree. And so we have to be loud and proud about that as well.
Chancellor Terrence Jang is here of the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities System, and we are going into the fall semester, and just before we find out the new programs being offered at the campuses across the CSCU system this fall, really quick, Terrence, you ended your last comment, I would say, with something that I also was not aware of. You said, despite national headlines saying that a lot of jobs don't need at least a bachelor's degree, that is not true. I don't think I realized that, because that what I thought that we've been seeing more of a trend where students are going to, you know, are getting maybe an associate's degree or getting, you know, certificates if they're in, you know, certain sectors or they go to trade schools or something. I thought that was sort of the trend, that more and more jobs are really not needing that bachelor's degree. But you're saying that's not true.
So I think that things are changing, right? And I think we used to have a paper ceiling in society where it was just kind of part of the American dream, where everyone tried to go to college and everyone came out with a degree and you worked in the same job for 40 years and you retired. And that's just not the way it is anymore in our world. But the fact remains, when we look at the data, the analysis, and the reporting done by people that are a heck of a lot smarter than I am, you know, it shows that, you know, in almost every state in the country, and here in Connecticut, I want to say it's close to 70% of the jobs, you know, up through 2030, 2035 approximately, are going to still require a bachelor's degree, right? And some of them, I think, want to say up to about 20% of those positions are still going to require even master's degrees, right? And so I think, yes, on the one hand, more access to gainful employment that pays you pretty well. Maybe that works great when you're a young person. $20, $25 an hour sounds really good. But you know, try raising a family on $25 an hour, right? A lot of people know that that is damn near impossible here in Connecticut, especially in Fairfield County. So, you know, we have to do a better job of telling the story that there are multiple options and multiple ways that higher education can help you. It's not just a four-year degree. Maybe it's a certificate. Maybe it's training. Maybe it's an associate's degree. But the pathway to really, really taking the rocket ship for social mobility and economic development for our state is still going to be through higher education.
Okay. No, I appreciate the clarification on that. And let's talk about some of the new programs being offered at some of the campuses this fall under the CSCU system. If you want to rattle them off, that'd be great.
Absolutely. And so, you know, listen, I have the honor of representing our entire system and getting to, you know, have the pleasure of speaking with you and promoting our programs. But the programs, the real work, as I say, happens with the faculty and the staff at every institution and every campus. You know, I'll start with Charter Oak State College. You know, they're working with Trinity Health and Capital Workforce Partners. They're going to be providing free training for entry-level jobs in healthcare for those people who are either underemployed or unemployed. So that's a big deal, right? Again, free training for entry-level jobs, working with Trinity Health. You know, at Eastern, we're launching a new bachelor's program in nursing, working with Hartford Healthcare, getting that off the ground. We have a great nursing and healthcare programs that partner with Yale New Haven right now. So trying to center our programs with the needs of our industry and workforce partners so that our students become their employees seamlessly and that we continue to try to fill those needs. And at, I'll say at Central, we're launching 30 new programs. I mean, everything from artificial intelligence to social work, you know, accelerated nursing, criminal justice, sports management. Western has programs in visual arts and AI, homeland security. So you can see from just this very quick list that we're trying to match the academic programs and the offerings to what students and employers are looking for. Students want what employers are looking for, because at the end of the day, this is still a very simple game of connect the dots. We have to make sure we're serving the needs of students and employers, and that's how we help the state.
And again, as you mentioned, you're still taking FAFSA, you're still taking, you know, applications for people to enroll for this upcoming academic year. If people want more information, where do you suggest they go, Terrence?
They can go to our website for starters, which is ct.edu, and we have a ton of information there. They could also, you know, reach out and, you know, get the information from the website, reach out to the local campuses. We're doing enrollment events still at the community colleges where you can enroll in a day. And I mean, you know, we're doing everything we can. You know, we're all about access, completion, and employment, right? Access, get as many students in as possible and help them in every way we can through completion, and then ultimately try to help them land great jobs through employment, you know? So, you know, we're open literally. We don't take the summers off for this kind of work. So we're here and we're ready to go.
Yeah. And also, you know, if you go back and listen to the conversation we had last month, some really big changes also came to the CSCU system, including transfer credits, which was brand new and is a big deal as well.
That's right.
And so I think it's going to be a very exciting year for the many entities under the CSCU system. And Terrence Chang, I do hope once the semester gets up and running, you will still stick to your monthly stop bys, because I love getting the updates and sharing them here on WICC.
Well, I so deeply appreciate you making the time for this. You know, I don't think higher education is maybe the most, you know, popular thing to talk about, but you giving it that kind of exposure is an enormous impact. So thank you for always taking the time. And whenever you want me, I'll be here.
You're very welcome. And I do enjoy having our conversations here on the show. Thank you so much again. Chancellor Terrence Chang here of the Connecticut State Colleges and University System on WICC.